Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
How many know that weeping may last for the night, the joy is going to come in the morning. Amen.
We'll be right back.
You may be seated. While Martha was singing, oh, I could sense the presence of God. And I believe the Lord told me that there are some of you, it looks like the sun is setting for you. You've tried to beat the habit, and you haven't been able to do so. You've even thought of suicide, and it's in your mind right now. But if you'll let Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, instead of that sun setting, it'll be rising. There's a dawning coming for you. I want you to sing the last verse of the first song on out, please.
Tears cannot stain the pathways of glory, and no broken find of this beyond that sky. My mansion's awaiting. By the light of the morning, we'll sing the song of sweet victory.
Oh,
Praise God. I said, praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Well, hold on.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
When I walked through the door, I felt His presence.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God. He abides here, and we
Declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. The glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, for all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Holy Spirit, we honor you and bless you. We bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives and over this I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you, for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. May the Lord perfect all that concerns us. May the Lord perfect all that concerns this ministry in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, release your power and glory. Hallelujah, during this time, and not only during this time, during this new week, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified with the Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and into paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers. Anoint the altar of prayers in our hearts. Anoint this altar of prayers in the service, O God. In the name of Jesus, we rededicate this altar of prayer to you, O God. Let it be cleansed of the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let our altar of prayers in our hearts be cleansed of the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire, O God. We want our prayers to be heard, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so we pray that our altar of prayers in our hearts be cleansed in the name of Jesus and purified, O God. that every prayer we pray, oh God, you will hear. And you will answer, oh God, according to your will and purpose for our lives. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father God, uproot things in our lives that are not pleasing to you, oh God. Father God, uproot things in our souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Uproot things in our souls, God, deep into our lives, deep into our souls, oh God, and uproot things, oh God, that it's not of you. Even things from our genetics, oh God, uproot it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and plant that tree of righteousness within us, oh God. Uproot it and burn those roots of things that are holding us back. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Uproot the weeds in our lives, oh God. Weeds. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, uproot those weeds, oh God. Uproot those weeds, as Lord, the weeds that are choking the plants. So grow as it should grow. The weeds that are choking, uprooted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we can grow and blossom and flourish in your house, oh God. And so this morning, Lord, we surrender all that we are and all that we hope to be to you. In the name of Jesus, by your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want a heart that will bring glory and honor to your name. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want to do what is pleasing in your sight. In the name of Jesus. So this morning, every negativity, every darkness in our lives, release those areas of our lives that are not pleasing to you. Release it back to you, Jesus. In the beginning, hallelujah. In the beginning, there was God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, according to Genesis 1, verse 3, the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And so God let your Spirit move upon the dark areas of our lives, the hidden areas of our lives that no one sees, only you see. The dark areas in our minds and our thoughts that only you see. Move in those areas. The dark areas in our hearts that only you see. Move, Holy Ghost. Move in those areas. Move in those areas. Go deep, 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 Holy Ghost. Deep, 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 Holy Ghost, and let there be light. Let your light begin to shine through and penetrate and remove all the darkness in our lives, in our minds, the holy light of God in our thoughts, the holy light of God in our mind, our thoughts, in our heart. Let the mind of Christ be in us. the holy light of God upon the negative areas of our lives in the name of Jesus. The holy light of God shine. Let there be light. Light in our dark thoughts. Light in our hearts. Light in our conversations. Let our conversations bring glory and honor to your name. Let there be light in all that we say and all that we do. That light is your love. Oh God, light, light, love. What are you must do? Love. Move upon the face of the deep. Love, light, love, light. Perfect love casts away all fear. Let your light shine. And let your name, Almighty God, hallelujah, be glorified. Oh, Holy Spirit, your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. And Holy Ghost, hallelujah. As we pray, let us not only pray for ourselves, but let us pray for friends, our families, for nations. Lord, for those that we don't even know, whatever the Holy Ghost placed in our hearts to pray, let us pray for every nation, tribe, kindred, tongue. And as we pray, let us pray and believe that it is done. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for salvation of lost souls in our families. In the name of Jesus, salvation will come to members of our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. And even for those that know you, that they will come back into an intimacy with you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Roma Sederiaco, Roma Sederiaco. In the name of Jesus. Uriya Karama Sederiaco, Roma Sederiaco. Uriya Masederiaco, Roma Sederiaco. Father God, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles. We believe and trust in you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that the impossible will become possible according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus the Christ. Thank you that the heavens have opened. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room and forcing your biddings. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, O God. We thank you for your love. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for provision, Jehovah Jireh. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you for releasing your covenant blessings in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So all you are King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for salvation that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, who is teaching, who is leading, who is guiding us into all truth. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, preeminence, we love you. We bless you. We come to the throne of grace this morning once again, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. We are truly sorry for all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the network. This radio block over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives and in this devotion. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. And this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our parents that are alive, oh, Father, and each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. You are a wall. You protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and let the glory, your glory within us, oh God, permeate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and touch the lives of those that we come in contact with, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory fill our hearts. Let your glory rest upon us. Let your glory settle upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in your love. Let us walk in your glory. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you for the holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you that the heavens are open. Hallelujah. Pour your blessings and overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for an overflow. We thank you for wisdom when you release blessings upon our lives. Wisdom, wisdom, and understanding. Oh God, may your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your grace is sufficient, oh God, for us, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your abundant grace, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your abundant grace, oh God. Hallelujah. Exceedingly and the grace of our Lord with exceedingly and abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Abundantly. In the name of Jesus, and grace of the Lord overflow to me alone, overflow abundant grace with the faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. Let your abundant grace overflow to each and every one of us this morning, along with faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. Abundant grace overflow to us this morning, along with faith and love, that faith and love in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, abundant grace rest upon each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Abounding grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:7, so that in ages to come he must show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Lord, show the surpassing riches of your grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Father, according to Ephesians 2:7, show the surpassing riches of your grace and kindness towards us in the name of Jesus. Father, show your surpassing riches of your grace and kindness towards our spouses, towards our children, in the name of Jesus, towards those that are here this morning, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, you said you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we stand on that word, Philippians 4:19. That you will supply all our needs according to your riches, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we pray that you supply all our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you. Let all your grace abound to us in the name of Jesus. Let all grace abound to us so that always having all sufficiency in everything, we may have an abundance for every good deed. And Father, according to 1 Peter 5:10, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, Father, God of all grace, hallelujah, of all grace, who called us so his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. Oh, this is for someone this morning. I don't know who you are, but this verse God just spoke to me, it is for you, that the Lord will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. In the name of Jesus, stand on this word. Whoever it is for this morning, God say, stand on this 1 Peter 5:10, that he will perfect, he will confirm, he will strengthen, and he will establish you in the name of Jesus. God of all grace, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray along with me. Give me another 10 minutes. Hallelujah. Feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Oh, my sanctity, I call myself. Oh, God of my sanctity, I call. Hallelujah. Do not be discouraged, says the Lord. Do not give up on God. Oh, my sanctity, I call. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy, 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 joy cometh in the morning. It's morning time. It is morning time. Do you believe it? It's morning time. Hallelujah. The Lord says to declare to you that it is your morning time. Hallelujah. It is your due season. Hallelujah. The God of all grace says, I should tell you, it is your due season. It is your morning time. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will receive this word and believe this word. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the Lord says, to tell you, it is your due season. It is your morning time. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Shake up the dust. Arise. Daughter of Zion, arise. Daughter of Zion, arise. Daughter of Zion, shake the dust off you. Shake the dust off you. Arise, says the Lord. Arise, daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. Arise, daughter of Zion. Arise. The Lord say, arise, arise. Arise, daughter of Zion. You got to arise. Check off your dust. Isaiah 52:2. God is speaking to someone. Awake, awake. Clothe yourself with strength, O Zion. Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, holy city. For the uncircumcised and unclean will no longer enter you. Shake off your dust. Shake off your dust. Rise up and sit on your throne, O Jerusalem. Remove the chains from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You got to do it. Shake off your dust. Rise up. Because when God tells you to do it, he said, well, I will strengthen you. He gives you the strength to shake it off. Shake it off, shake that dust off. Rise up, sit, you rise, and you sit on the throne. Rise from that mat. Rise from the mattress. Rise from the ground. Get up. You are a daughter of Zion. Sit on the throne. And then remove the chains from your neck. Hallelujah. You have been redeemed. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your servant this morning. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We come into agreement with your daughter of Zion. We join our faith with our faith this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for setting her free. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this day. We get under your covering and the anointing of the early riser. We command the morning to take the hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it. We have dominion over the enemy. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice. Receive your loving kindness every morning. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning. You are waking us morning by morning. You are waking us year after year as to learn. We'll not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Lord, release mysteries for us to bring heaven down to the earth. We come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. The holy angels with the flaming swords are battling on our behalf ahead of time. Our appointed times have been declared by God in the heavens. At sunrise, the dawn to give birth to the will of God. And light will shine upon the wickedness to shake it from the heavens. At twilight, our enemies will flee and newly furnished foes will await us at our destination. Our destiny is inevitable. Oh, Lord, let our prayers reach you this morning. We command the morning its ears to open to us and hear our cry. Let conception take place that the Holy Spirit prayers will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. We command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on our behalf. We command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our praise resounds and the day breaks, the earth shall yield her increase unto us. We declare the first light has come, the first fruit of our morning is holy, and the entire day is holy. We prophesy the will of God to the morning, so the day spring dawn will know its place in our day. We declare the first light has come. The first light will shake the wickedness from the four corners of the earth. The lines are falling on our behalf in pleasant, sweet, agreeable places. We have a secure heritage. We are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The holy angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. Whatever is born or loose on earth is already born or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, promotions and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed onto us now in Jesus' name. We are contagiously blessed. As we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over this day. The spiritual airways and highways are hijacked for Jesus Christ. The atmosphere over the airways, over us, our families, our ministries, our church, our workplace, neighborhood, city, and nation, and the world is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in a time of troubles. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. Every demonic agenda, evil thought, pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception in Jesus' name. We come into agreement with the sins as we suffer violence. The violence take it by force. No longer will we accept just anything and everything that is dealt to us in our days. We declare the kingdom of God has come, and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises, let it shine favorably upon the people of God. Daily destiny is our portion. We have no thoughts for tomorrow. We are riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. Lord, you separate the night and the day. The Lord has given us dominion over all the elements and the works of his hands. He has placed them under our feet because we fear the name of the Lord. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And we shall tread down the wicked until they become ashes under our feet. We command to walk in this dominion daily. We declare, a new day, a new season, and a fresh anointing. The ingredients of our destiny are programmed into our days, years, and seasons. We bind every evil force that would try to capture our destiny in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, and ruler of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places as signed against the purposes of God for our lives, our family, our ministry, our church, our city, our nation. We bind every destiny thief. We bind every destiny ferret and destiny devourer in the name of Jesus. They are dethroned and dismantled in Jesus' name. We declare they have no influence over our days. Every curse sent against our day is born and broken and rendered powerless and sent to the cross. We displace the Luciferian spirit. We bind every false light bearer in Jesus' name. Our prayers has disrupted dark lands and is disrupting dark lands, a non-prosperous day. We have victory over our enemies every day. Our day will prosper. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Thank you.